but I hope you'll be more sympathetic for those dear hearts outside that say, God is dead. God is dead.
Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So I wanted to do a quick video regarding Jim Jones. And there's a lot of people that say that anybody that listens to creationists or anybody that listens to myself have really drunk the Kool-Aid. And they love to use that phrase that our listeners have drank the Kool-Aid. Well, anybody that makes that statement, it just goes to show they haven't actually even done the basic research. They don't even understand who they're referencing. They're actually referencing somebody, Jim Jones, who was a God-hating atheist, somebody who hated the Bible, hated Christianity, and hated the Lord Jesus Christ, admittedly. And there are even videos of Jim Jones admitting that he hated God and that he claimed that God was dead.
My bishop knows that I'm an atheist. He knows that I recognize only love when I say, I'll say God is love. Well, you heard my preaching.
So anybody that says that people have drank the Kool-Aid by listening to my content just goes to show they don't even understand who they're referencing. They don't even understand what they're referencing. And they don't understand the seriousness of such a claim. And they're trying to use an atheist to paint Christianity as bad. They're using a bad example of an atheist who took a bunch of lives as proof, quote unquote, that Christianity is somehow bad. I mean, this stuff is bizarre. And it just goes to show that these people that make these claims, they're unscientific, they're illogical, irrational, and they don't care what the facts are. They don't even care what the truth is. If they did, they would research claims before just throwing out the blanket statements that we've all heard a million times.
There was a little girl named Julie Reynolds that was being forced to take it. She was about 13, I guess. And she kept spitting it out, and they were forcing her to take it.
Only a few people drank it willingly. You would drink it too if they were standing over you with a gun that said you have to drink the juice right now. You didn't have a choice.
Even my son's ninth grade math teacher said it, and my son came home and he said, Mom, she said, you know, don't drink the Kool-Aid. And I'm thinking, why does she not know? And she's a teacher. Why would they not know? Why do people not know this? What's really behind that? Why minimize something like that? I'd love to start something that people would understand. Please, please don't take that so lightly. People suffered.
God is dead. If he ever was alive, that God of the unknown variety is dead.
Thank you for the feedback, because I must say I felt somewhat hypocritical for the last years as I became an atheist. I have become, you feel tainted by being in the church situation. But of course everyone knows where I'm at. My bishop knows that I'm an atheist. He knows that I recognize only love when I say, I'll say God is love. Well, you heard my preaching, right?
But I hope you'll be more sympathetic for those dear hearts outside that say, God is dead. God is dead. If he ever was alive, that God of the unknown variety is dead. That's why there should be, for a moment, as the good John Birch leader said, he said he wished that everybody for a moment would wake up to what I'd said. Just for a moment, think that there's no God. He said, then maybe we might do something to help ourselves. I am a savior because I save everybody that comes to me. But don't call me your creator, Sky God. I would rather you call me the devil, because he had the sense to rebel. He had the good sense to rebel.
I then would have nothing to do with God. Have nothing to do with that Sky God. Have nothing to do with this Bible. You're going to help yourself or you'll get no help. There's only one hope of glory. That's within you. And I'm showing you the thing within you. The revolution in me is showing you the Christ revolution in you. That's the only hope of glory. There's no hope up there. Nobody's going to come out of the skies. Nobody will ever come to save us. There's no heaven up there. We'll have to make heaven down here.
The worst enemies we got are preachers. The worst enemies we've got is religion and its churches. That's the worst.
I was the lawyer and attorney for the notorious Jim Jones. Jim Jones had set up his colony in the forests in Guyana. They were not Christians. Jim Jones did not believe in God. It was a cult. He was a Satanist. Indeed, if he believed in anything, he believed in the communist ideology, which he proclaimed in his last will and testimony, leaving everything to the Soviets.
Again, Jim Jones was not an atheist. If you could show me the proof, I'd very much appreciate it.